Hello, everyone. It's your favorite person, Seashell, here. And today is pretty special for me. Today's recording is actually going to be in conjunction with a video that I will be posting to my YouTube channel. So I'm really excited that you actually get to hear my voice through a podcast. And if you actually want to see me do this video version, you can actually see it on my YouTube page. So thanks for plugging in today. Today's topic is about not marrying your mother or your father. And it's interesting because I was talking to a friend not too long ago, earlier this week, and we were talking about how and why people's marriages don't work. I am one of the ones who was married and it didn't quite work. And, you know, she's in a marriage and it actually works for her. But there's a mutual friend of ours who also was in a marriage that didn't work. And we're all in this journey together to kind of help ourselves be better versions of ourselves, that we can really be better contributors to the world. Just by improving ourselves and having that self-love and doing all the things that really help us discover who the beings that we are and how we can be even better. So on our journey, we often talk. We talk about the different things that we've learned and lessons that we learned. And this mutual friend of ours has really learned a lot about her life and some of the choices that she has made, and it's a really good topic that I thought would be very interesting to bring to this audience. And so what she learned is that she married her father, actually, a guy who was very much like her father, and she had some very unresolved issues with her father growing up at home with him. And he was extremely controlling, didn't really allow her to do a lot of things that most teenage girls her age gets to do. Her father restricted her from being able to do those things. And, you know, they were very tight-knit, and she just never got to really do much. So when she grew up, she married a man who was very controlling, much like her father was. And, you know, she really wanted to love him. She thought if she could be submissive and do all these things for him, that he would change, that things would get a lot better, and they did not. So, it was a very interesting tie-in. Now she has since divorced him, and she's recognized that part of the reason what drew her to him and the reason why she ignored a lot of red flags with him was because she was really hoping to be able to build this type of supportive relationship with this man that she couldn't build with her own father. And so it wasn't until she realized that she had those unresolved issues with her father that she needed to go back and address that with him before trying to be in any other relationship that gives her the satisfaction of the relationship she was lacking from her father. So it's really, really deep when you think about it. I'm not a psychologist. My friend is actually in the life coaching phase. So I think there are some training that goes along with that. So she might have a little bit more expertise in this topic than I do. But I think it's really interesting how whenever you talk to a psychologist or a psychiatrist about things that you might be going through, when you first meet with that psychiatrist or psychologists, they ask you a lot of questions about your childhood. A lot of things that happen with us and the way that we carry ourselves into the world is really driven by what happened to us as children. What did we experience? What things do we need to fix and address so that we can have that improvement that we desire, so that our lives can be better, and so that we can better understand what triggers exist within our lives that make us just kind of go ballistic, kind of go crazy, right? So it's very interesting that a lot of times people will, the psychiatrist or psychologist will kind of tie in what your relationships look like based on your relationship with your mother or your father growing up. It really does make a significant difference. And so in this particular situation with our friend who self-discovered this, what happened is her father was causing so much control, and she would try to, you know, speak up for herself and have a conversation with him. He was always very combative, and he was yelling at her to kind of maintain that control. And so when she married a man who similarly approached their relationship that way, she was unhappy. She really loved this man, really wanted to make things work, and tried her best to please him in ways, you know, to make that controlling behavior stop, but she could never turn it off. And she wasn't quite equipped to go and have that conversation with him to say, you know, I'm not going to allow you to control me like this. It was because all these years in her home where her father was that controlling, and not in a manipulative way, but just in a caring way, kind of gave her the wrong signal that, well, maybe if my husband is this controlling, it just means that he just loves me this much, and you know, he wants the best for me, because that's almost always what my dad wanted. When in actuality, that's not normally the case. I mean, what really is the case is that anybody who loves you and wants to be in your life will be open and respectful to you as you build on that relationship. And so what she realizes, she had to go back and have some really tough discussions with her father and really resolve those issues that she had with him before stepping out and going into another relationship, trying to fix and make a relationship work based on what wasn't working with her father. I thought that was a really deep thing. And there were some other things, of course, that really played in the demise of that marriage. So there are other things. We're not going to go into all of that information. However, I thought this piece about the relationship she had with her father and how it correlated to the type of partner that she chose to be with because of those unresolved issues was a really interesting observation. And, you know, now that she really has gone back and had those resolutions with her father, she talks to him about his controlling ways. He's still controlling today. Like, he still tries to control her life, even though she's well grown and has kids and, you know, she's living her life. Her father is still trying to control her life. And so she has conversations with him. She sets boundaries with him and to let him know, you know, I am grown enough to make decisions. This is, you gave me all the tools that I needed up until I turned 18, the legal age where I can make decisions on my own. So I've been doing that now. So thank you for your concern. But I'm going to move on with my life now and do what I think is best for me and my kids, you know? And now she's dating, and she now recognizes those red flags right away. And she knows exactly what it is that she needs to be loved. And so instead of running into a situation of what she doesn't want in a marriage or in a mate with her spouse, what she's doing now is just kind of making sure that she's getting everything that she wants and desires from that type of relationship. She doesn't want to be in controlling relationships. And so when anybody, when she goes on dates with these men and they present themselves as some type of control individual, she politely leaves the situation because that's not for her. And I'm really, really proud of her. We're all very proud of her. We support her in all the ways. I'm actually learning that myself through her, like through seeing this particular situation and talking through it. It just was really an eye-opening situation. And it's like, wow, so what other unresolved relationships do I have? It could be my mom, it could be my dad who has passed away, but it could be him, it could be my brothers or my sister. What type of relationship issues do I have that might be unresolved? Or maybe I've resolved them by now. And so now I can focus on other things that I want to do to make sure that shows up in my particular relationship with people. So I just thought it was really, really good to learn that through our friend, and that we get to talk about these situations and really learn that the people we choose to marry, just make sure that we're not marrying a version of someone that we have unresolved issues with that we're trying to fix through that partner that we've married. So I hope you enjoyed today's topic. I'd love to hear what you think about it. Leave a comment, of course, and you can contact me if you want to share any additional insights into what I've shared today through this discussion. Would love to hear from you. Thank you, as always, for listening in, and have a great day.